really would say that for the welfare of the Sadhaks and to advance in Sadhan Bhajan, then Bhagwan himself appears as his Vigraha. He also sends his Bhagavad Parikars to this world. And he is always present in their hearts as well. Therefore, the Archan of the Vigrahas and their puja has been prescribed in the Shastras. This way, the Seva Puja has been described. This way, the fruit is very easily had, quickly. Therefore, sometimes the Bhagavad Parikars, Bhagavad Parshads, if one has mundane understanding towards them, then it is not good. Therefore, Bhagavan appears as the Archavatar. And by engaging in his Archan Puja, then they say their faith will gradually become very strong. And to that extent, Bhagavad Shakti will be instilled in their hearts. So Maharaj went preaching. Then he went to this Siliguri, Jalpaiguri in Bengal, where Nagar Sangeetan would be taking place. And there's a river, Mahananda, which flows from Darjeeling downwards. So there's an ancient Jagannath temple there. So Seva Puja was not being conducted properly. Pujari also was not doing his Seva properly, not focusing on the Seva. And then slowly, Seva stopped. Why? Because he was overcome by many diseases. If you're neglecting Bhagavan, and if you use those things that are meant for him, if you use for your own enjoyment, then very dire consequences. If you steal the property of Guru, Brahmanas, then very painful consequence. For those who are useless, then they're forgiven. But those who are intelligent, they should be very cautious. So they say the Pujari, he was... And they say Pujari, he suffered so much. His infamy spread everywhere. So they say, people were thinking, someone said, give this temple to the sadhus. And they say, there's a big temple there. But Thakurji's Sri Mandir was made of dry leaves, straw. Jagannath Balde, Subhadra, they were staying in one temple on the banks of the river, in one garden, and they were within a cottage. What? But no one go there because no Seva Puja there. This way, when they accepted, all right, we'll give this temple to sadhus, then my Guru they gave the temple to my Guru Maharaj and everyone. They wrote the temple in the name of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And then slowly all the businessmen, every day they'd go for this religious gathering. There they told the Maharajas that we will repair the temple, and all of you just do Harikatha, speak Harikatha and do Harikirtan here. It should go on continuously while we'll take the responsibility of repairing the temple. And so we'll get many instructions from the sadhus. We'll also become absorbed in Seva. So we'll also advance. So they say, Maharaji accepted. And they say, slowly a very nice temple was built. very big temple of Jagannath. So then three sections, one for Ram, one for Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, and then Gaur, Radha, Vinod, Bihari, and then Jagannath. And then after the temple was built, then a big festival took place during the installation of the deities. Pratyatra, distribution of Prasad, Dharma Sabha. And that time, Maharaj, he said, well, Vigra Seva, don't think of it to be ordinary. Vigra himself has appeared. And by serving him, the Samand Gyan has had this Bhagavad Kripa. And then, by having this Bhagavad Kripa, when he enters into his Nityadham, the Acharyas spoke very beautifully. And then Bhagavan, by his Kripa, has caused this mercy. He says he has appeared as the Archavatar, as the Sri Vigraha. But should not neglect this Vigraha Seva, or else result is very fearsome. So then they told one sannyasi to look after the temple. Also many sevaks are staying there. Because people there, they're very pious, very faithful. Many cows came. And the sevaks, very nice seva was going on there. So then the question came that on the day of Ekadashi, Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan himself. Mahaprabhu will follow Nirjala Ekadashi. So the bhaktas, they also follow the Ekadashi Vrata. Some won't do Nirjala, some won't eat fruits, they drink juices. So what should be given to Bhagavan? In Jagannath Puri, he's offered 56 types of bhoga. Krishna himself would follow Ekadashi. Ramchandra also, but not Jagannath. So what should be done? Then should we stop offering bhoga and just offer some fruits and flowers? Because there in Jalpaiguri, there's many nice gardens. Pineapples, oranges, very profuse quantity. Bananas, jackfruits, coconuts. 12 months of the year, you'll get so many fruits there. Dates. And even their sabji is very, so many types. They have this squash, jalpai. Like you have your tinda. Their tinda is very big. Then Jalpaiguri. Every day so much milk is given by the cows, like paneer, rabdi, sandesh. So what should be offered in Ekadashi? So Maharaji said, when Mahaprabhu accepts the bhava of a bhakta, then he followed Ekadashi. And Bhagavan Krishna also, he followed the Ekadashi with Rajavasis. Ramchandra also, he's also this Sarup, Dharma Sarup. So he also follows Chaturmasa Vrata. But this Vigra Seva, you can know, you should offer rice, everything on day of Ekadashi to the deities. You should not be neglectful, thinking I'll only offer Ekadashi food. No. This Nitya Seva should not be stopped. Even if you're offering fruits and other things, still you should also offer rice and sabji. This has been told in the Shastras. But there, In the month of the temple, he heard everything, and when Maharajas all came, then there were so many fruits there. On Ekadashi, they give 2-3 taks full of fruits. On Ekadashi, they give more fruits. So much milk, yogurt. Such temples are very rarely found. ISKCON also has a nice temple there. The 10th Gaudiya Math Center is there in Siliguri, Jalpaiguri. Very nice, beautiful place. Situated at the foothills of the Himalaya. So then on the Ekadashi, the temple president, he didn't offer rice on that day of Ekadashi. So he didn't follow Guru Varga's advice. Then Maharaji came to Mathura. Then he heard some news. Then the night, all the gundas, the coins, what did they do? They tied the hands of all the sannyasis, brahmacharis, and they threw them inside the river. And then they took all the keys, and then opened the gate, took the jewels of Thakurji, took all the things away of Thakurji. And all the sevaks were there, they also ran away. And those who were caught, they were also tied, and they were also thrown inside the river. But there the water is not so deep, so anyhow they were saved. Sometimes in the flood, in rainy season there's water, or else there's very less water there. So they were like, they didn't drown, but they were in the water the whole night. And their bodies became powerless. They stole everything away from the temple. Then Maharaj said, if you do Namaparad, then anyhow you can be forgiven by Nam Prabhu. If you do Dham Aparad, then Baldev Prabhu can forgive you. He is Dham Swarup. But one was a Seva Aparadi, how will he be delivered? If you have any shortcoming, if you had anything short, if you don't have any strength in your body, then you might have had an excuse. But when you have everything, how can you do like this? Why did you take responsibility for serving the deities? Why should you make Thakurji staff? So one may say, oh, I'm offering. Why should we offer rice? Then why are you serving the deities? I mean, now on all the temples, is there any rule that on Ekadashi should not offer rice? There's no such rule. All the temples there, you see. So therefore they say, because of this offense, you got this result. And in the future you'll get more punishment. And anyhow, Gurudev went back there. And Guru Maharaj, all of them went there. And then anyhow, they said, wherever there's a temple, where there's Vigra Seva, then no kinds of faults should be committed there. So Bhagavan needs 4 kinds of food. And this Chaturvida, Sri Bhagavat Prasada, Prithai, Sadhana Tirtan, Hari Bhakta Sandhan. Guru Ashtagam Jagat Thakur is saying, he likes eating 4 kinds of food. Chaturvida Prasada. So the Guru Varga, they instruct everyone on how to render seva. If they do Seva Parad, then the Maharaj, he said that, oh, you see, those are good students. Then those who are honest, who have all good qualities, then you see, if they commit even a slight fault, then everyone will chastise that person. Why? Because he's a good student. This way the principal teachers, they all find, correct him, saying, oh, you're a good student, be on the right path, don't spoil your life. So they're all ready to correct him, even if he does the slightest mistake, commits the slightest mistake. But you see, those are like those are great Badmashes. And no one speaks to him, no one cares what they do. Because he doesn't care about anyone, so they don't care about him also. He won't even listen in the first place. And then he fights with the other Gundas. So he fights and then... But they make sure that the good student will not be spoiled. Therefore, they're always thinking about his well-being, welfare. So Bhagavan himself, he said, no, don't commit the same fault again, or it will be very difficult. Then he also tied his hands and legs. In the future, he may even kill you. These are the dacoits. Or else Bhagavan, he's always saving the devotees. So why so much punishment? Because you don't believe in Bhagavan. If you would have, then you would have offered. You don't follow the injunction of the Shastras. In this way, then what will happen? So you listen to everything, but then you'll act on your own. Then Maharaji again, he spoke so much at length. Hrinagar Sankirtan. Then say Harikatha Kirtan took place. And that day, because all the sannyasis came, they got so much, again, they got so many ornaments, people. And all those thieves who had stolen everything and thrown the devotees inside the river, they also came. And they said, oh Maharaj, they didn't do seva. So they'll be punished. But what about us? We've stolen. So how will we be punished? Because we stole all the ornaments of Bhagavan. Then Maharaji told them, you know what will happen. He said, we'll be very sad that we stole all these jewels away. You see, in our homes, there's this great. Our wives ran away. Our children are in the hospital suffering so much. So I said, oh, take all these jewels away and forgive us. And may Bhagwan forgive us. And may we never steal again. We'll never do this again. But that was a very hilly region outside the city. Now, Siliguri has become a very big city now. This was in 68. And there's so many thieves who came. They all came and they returned and they brought even more things than before. They also brought those things that they hadn't stolen in the first place. Fill the temple with all these things. Maharaji said, if Bhagavan saves anyone, then who can possibly punish that person? You see, in the Nityananda Prabhu's time, he used to wear so many jewels, Nityananda Prabhu. He used to wear golden bracelets, golden earrings, golden waist belts, golden ankle belts, golden danda, everything was golden. It seemed very celestial being was walking. So many would be following him. So in the night, he'd never think that they'd do kirtan the whole night, just rest anywhere they felt like. And all the dacoits, they were thinking he has so many jewels on his body. And they should take everything away from him. So then they worshipped Devi. And they took their swords, weapons, knives, daggers. When Nityananda Prabhu was sleeping in the middle of the night, there they saw that Nityananda Prabhu was resting. And there was a very nice effulgence coming from him. I think, who are these guards guarding him? These sentries, they're very strong and they're all guarding the place. Some are chanting, some are doing parikrama of Nityananda Prabhu, some are offering stotras, pranams. And they say, God, all right, let them sleep, then we'll steal everything. And then they're awake the whole night. In the morning, they ran away, the thieves. And then the next day again, there was Andhi Tufan, Andhakar, some big storm. And they say again they tried attacking. They say again they saw the two beautiful boys, young boys, and they had this bow and arrow in their hand. One was blackish and one was whitish, golden. They say they were standing guard. And they say sometimes their forms would change. So they waited the whole night. Seeing there are only two and we're 50, should we attack and kill these two boys and also kill this Nityananda? But seeing these two boys and just remembering them, they're all their strength would be lost. So they kept waiting the whole night. You know, sometimes you see these beggars sitting on the streets. So they were sitting like beggars. In the morning again they ran away. And then the third time they tried attacking. That time, what did they see? There was a big storm then. So many things started happening. It was not raining so much. Hail started falling on the ground. And some fell in the well, some fell in the well, where they were bitten by many insect spiders. In Mangal, there's one insect called Jok. This Jok, you see, it's like a leech. It starts sucking your blood, and even if you try taking it away, it will not. It sucks your entire blood away. So you see, they fell into a ditch where all these leeches were present, mosquitoes. They say their lives were in great danger. But because they were meditating on Nityananda Prabhu's Swarup, then early in the morning anyhow they were saved. And then they went and bathed in the Ganga. And they said, anyhow we were saved. Then in the morning they all came and fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. They said, oh, please forgive us. We tried attacking you three times. And every time we tried to do so, we were powerless. Seeing that they were Swarup, anyhow we were saved. So you saved us. So Nityananda Prabhu, he said that how long will you try behaving in such a way? If you take shelter of Prabhu, you see, does the prince have any shortage? So you all take shelter of Gaurari, he is supreme king. You don't have any shortcoming in your life, shortage. It's Swayam Bhagwan himself who is staying in Jagannath Puri as a sannyasi. As long as you don't take shelter of him, then your mind will never be pure, you'll never be happy. And you'll only be suffering in this ocean of misery. And they say, the insects start eating you, you broke your legs, you become blind. How long will you suffer like this? So take shelter of God. So then Maharaj, all those thieves who had come in Siliguri, because these thieves, you see, they dress themselves very nicely. They wear suit, boot, tie-fi, and where do they go? They go to Hawaii, because they're hi-fi, so they go to Hawaii. Beings are always flying in the air. So many came. When Maharaj, he spoke such nice Harikatha to them. Guru Maharaj, he came after some time. They all surrendered. And then Maharaj, he wouldn't give Diksha to anyone that time. So he requested Guru Maharaj that you initiate them. And they say, all these thieves also became Vaishnavas. They said, oh, just see. Nityananda Prabhu, he delivered Jagai Madai. Now these thieves have also been delivered, or else these thieves are troubling us so much. In Siliguri, that time they fight so much. Many Rajasthanis, they're businessmen. And all the business they control. Market, everything. No one can even freely go outside. The women cannot go outside. They'll kidnap children. Say, give 20 lakh rupee ransom. Very dangerous place. Now it became like the kingdom of Ram. So they said, oh Maharaj, you established this Ram Darbar here. Means this Gaudiya Mutt is like this palace of Ram. Therefore, this is like kingdom of Ram now. He said, you don't want any kingdom of Krishna? And he said, no. Because Krishna is always playing, stealing. So we don't, we're scared. But Ram, he is very simple, straight. He'll always protect us. Then the next question came, that there's this Ram Raksha Kavach. Then Maharaj, he said, one Shriman Parvati, there many millions of devatas there. Brahma, everyone came there. So then, they started saying that Bhagavan has many different avatars, different kinds of avatars, innumerable avatars. So we, which avatar should be worshipped? Whom should we accept? Who's most exalted? So Shivji starts smiling. Said, oh Deviji, who's Arishtadev? Guru is Sankarshan. Sankarshan Ram is your guru. He has given you mantra. He has many disciples. But who's Arishtadev? Parad Devi asked Shiv Thakur. If I ask you, you're only smiling. Shivji said, you will realize yourself. They say, meanwhile, all the devatas came there. And Shivaji's ashram also in Kailash is a very beautiful place, a very beautiful forest. Therefore, if the devatas have any problem in Swarga, they all come and take shelter of Shivaji. They all come and they fall at his feet. So they say, he came there, and Shivaji, he said, he said, if you chant one Ram Nam, it's equal to chanting the names of Vishnu 1,000 times. And if you chant Ram Nam thrice, then you get the fruit of chanting Krishna Nam once. So one Krishna Nam is equal to 3 Ram Nam. One Ram Nam is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. So one name of Krishna is like chanting 3,000 names of Vishnu. So say, Brahma's sons, they asked Bhrigu, I'll only answer your question if I can realize the answer myself. Therefore, Bhrigu went to his father, Brahma, and what did he do? He started shaking his legs in front of him. He didn't offer pranams to his father, he didn't even fold his hands. And he started saying many things. Saying, oh, no one knows anything in your creation. Where did you even start this creation? You begot so many children and just left them. You never think about their well-being. So Bhrigu started accusing Brahma of many things. You're only like creating, but who will look after this creation? So I started like saying many things. Then Brahma, he said, then he took his Brahmin thread. He said, now immediately I'll curse you. Saying, you're not even worthy of, you're my son and you're speaking in such a way. And he became very angry. It's made burn him, it seemed. So then he ran away from the Bhrigu. Then he went to Shivji. And he also started shouting at Shivji, you're always naked, staying in these cemeteries, staying with these people who are smoking marijuana, surrounded by ghosts and witches. And you're saying, I'm Sadhu, Santa, Mahabhagavata, Vishnu. And you say, you only have snakes around your body. At least you've been doing Hari Kirtan in the assembly of sadhus. Just by drinking poison, you also want to make others drink poison. So he started saying many things. Shivaji took a stride and saying, I'll kill you now immediately. Then he ran away from there again. So then from there he went to, there he went to see Vishnu, who was lying down on Antashesh. And what did he do there? He didn't say anything. He just went and kicked Vishnu's chest. Lakshmiji was massaging his feet and he just kicked Vishnu on his chest. And Vishnu, he was resting. But immediately he stood up and he said, "Oh, I haven't respected you or received you. So I've committed an offense at your feet. Also, my chest is very hard. So your feet may have been hurt by kicking me on my chest." So as massaging Rishi's feet, he worshipped him, respected him, and he didn't say anything. Then again, Bhrigu, he came to the assembly of Devatas and he said, "What had happened?" So Shivji, he said, "There are many different avatars, innumerable. And not all avatars are of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Garbhadashai and Karnatashai, they desire, and from Garbhadashai Vishnu, all the incarnations come. All the avatars, Manant avatars, Avishya avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Sri Govinda Madhav Jadav, then even Jugatava, Jugavatari Krishna, they all come from Garbhadashai Vishnu. But Krishna himself, not this, not Shyam Sundar, the origin of all these incarnations, not Radha Govind. You say, Damodar Govind, all the innumerable names, they all appear from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, not Shyam Sundar, Krishna. When Shyam Sundar is with Radharani, then he is not just avatar, he is avatari. He is most complete. Also, sometimes if only his name such as Madhav is mentioned, then he is the vibe of Prakash and what vibe of Vilas of Krishna. Then he appears from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. But Radha Madhav, they are the origin of all these avatars. Shivji said one chants Vishnu's name 1,000 times. Then just by chanting Ram Nam once, he gets the fruit of chanting Vishnu's name 1,000 times. And one chants Ram's name 3 times. And then it's Vrta chanting Krishna's name once. So they say, just taking shelter of Krishna, taking shelter of his Naam. They say, by watering the root of the tree, the entire tree is nourished. No need to water every leaf, every branch. Similarly, Krishna is another Adir Govinda. He is Sarva Karana Karanam. Bhagavan Krishna, he is the origin of every aspect of creation. And as Bhagavan desires and orders, and everyone carries out his orders accordingly. He is Ram, he is Narayan Krishna. He is Narasingha. But he manifests himself according to time, place and circumstance. This Dharma Sabha, many different kinds of questions are asked. So Maharaj said, you see, the full moon is always the moon is always full. Even if in different days like Pratipada, Tritiya, still yeah, it's full moon. Well, according to the angle of vision, he appears as a partial moon, half moon, full moon, or Amavasya. So say Bhagavan is always one. But according to the specialities of his incarnations, he appears certain forms and they're all named accordingly. Like you see, they have Dritiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami. They say on the 12th day, there's Purnima. One is, they say Bhagavan, he manifests all his gunas, qualities and all his avatars accordingly. Because the human beings, they have all the qualities of demigods in a very minute form. And devatas have 55 qualities. And all the other avatars of Bhagavan, they have 60 qualities. And Krishna, he has 4 extra qualities. They are not found in anyone else. This is his Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lama Madhuri, Prema Madhuri. They are not to be found anywhere else. And for Krishna, he has this unique speciality. If you just say once, "Oh Krishna, I am yours," then immediately you will cross the social line. Sri Chaitanya is the mean one, smile, never look at that person. Lord Bhagavan, he told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, today is a guna mahima duratteya. As long as one doesn't take shelter of Krishna, how can he possibly transcend Maya? So they say, Maharaj, he spoke all these different tattvas and he said, Krishna himself is performing Leela as Ram. Therefore, Krishna is present here in his full form. Navatar Priyamatar is Mahaprabhu. He has his name Jagannath because Brahma after creation, no one took this responsibility of creation. Jagannath himself, with Mahalakshmi, he took this responsibility of maintaining everyone, looking after everyone. Shivji, he can destroy. But what did he destroy? Shivji is Nirvan, liberation from Anartha's sins, from the desire of liberation, from all kinds of sins. And he offers that person the rose feet of Prabhu. So say, you know, all the Sarikatha was being spoken. Then he said, since Mahaprabhu has come, then before Harikshana Mantra would not be chanted. Only after Mahaprabhu came, the Harikshana Mantra was chanted. Because they always chant, the place always chant Hari Ram first and then Hari Krishna. And then some chant Ram Narayan. So all chanting different names. But Mahaprabhu, he started this Hari Krishna Mahamantra. Then Maharaj, he said, that by the influence of Kali Yuga, then now even the Naam is being chanted according to one speculation because of the influence of Kali. Here I don't even understand. Because some Babaji's and some others, they say that Krishna should be chanted, not sung in Kirtan. In Kirtan you should sing this Vajanitai Gaur Radhisham Hari Japa Hari Krishna Hari Ram. Don't make it any japa. So they say they chanted one separate line from Mahaprabhu. And the others, there's one more they say. Krishna Chaitanya Brahma Nityananda. Then they say Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Sri Radhe Govinda. So say one according to his own speculation, he is making up many mantras. See, if one has one bag full of sugar, then he'll use the sugar to either make a chariot or to make an elephant, tiger, horse. According to his own desire, he'll use what he means. If you have something, use it properly, then you can use it properly. But if you feed a rooster or a chicken, then what will be the result? His qualities, that qualities of that animal also enter you. You see? They make this chop. What do they do? They make these big pieces of soya chunks. And they fry that soya chunk and if you eat these soya chunks, then feels like you're eating meat. And they say, so Bhagavan and Bhagavan's names are non-different. So, someone says, then someone says, you don't eat chili food, you should eat simple food. So, according to one's own mindset, then you cannot reach your wish to live by your own mindset. Therefore, in the Kali Santra Upanishad, then Skanda Puran, Acharya Samhita, Chaitanya Upanishad, Atharva Veda. From all these different places, that I am in Siliguri. Before also this meeting took place in Assam. This is in Siliguri, Maharaj spoke on Nam Tattva. And then he manifested 200 shlokas in regard to Nam Tattva. And he said, if you read this book, then you'll see. We'll see, his own books are published from Gita Press, Gorakhpur. They have also published Kanti Sakali Sundar Upanishad, but they have also said Hari Ram should be chanted first. So they're the same, just see. So they said Hanuman Prasad Pothar has done this. So we have editions which are even older than the ones printed by Gita Press. So then Maharaji took him to this library in Kolkata, in Madras. And all these national libraries where all these scriptures are preserved. And he had 2-3 books issued by these libraries. Then he showed them that just see in these older editions, it's actually Hare Krishna first. But they have changed him in Hare Ram first. Because in Dwapar, the Mahamantra is different. In Trita is different. Satya is different. Lesa Hare Murare Madhubeta Vahare. Balbanda Mukunda Sore. Krishna Narayana Krishna Hila. Sarmam Jagadisha Rakshay. This is the month of Trita. And then Dwapar, there's one mantra, Satya one. For Kali Yuga, it's the Mahamantra. So when they saw all these different forms of evidence, then they said, oh, we have done wrong. They said, no problem. Maharaji told them, Gurudev. But still, you see, if you don't have this nishtha towards your worshipable deity, if you don't have some other, then whom are you doing this for? If you're chanting Hari Ram, then Hare Krishna, then will Ram be happy? Are you doing Ram Upasana? What does Ram say? Or else if you chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna will be happy. So who has told us to chant? Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanyadev himself, Supreme Lord Bhagavan, he has appeared and made everyone related to this Yuga Dharma. They say, he has given this prem, this Naam infused with prem, and instructed him to chant this Naam. As before, there was also Yuga Dharma. There's no one doing Kirtan. No one would follow. But when Mahaprabhu transmitted his power, and then what did he do? He called in the entire world. This kind of Naam Prem. And just by touching this Naam, one Lord might be very happy and very powerful. He'll have Ruchi for chanting, Japa, Kirtan, everything. Therefore, this Mahamantra, the explanation of Mahamantra was given for many days. Then Maharaj also published in Bhagavad Patrika, Gaudiya Patrika, the Harmonist. In Prabhupada's time, Asamiya has to be published. Vadiya Paramarthi. During Prabhupada Thakur's time, magazines come in 18 languages. So they say, they started collecting all the shlokas in relation to Ram. Naam, Harinam. Then Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj was a dictionary to Gaudiya Math. Any shlok he wanted to, in which way then, which shastra, then Guru Maharaj immediately he would provide everything. And then for 3 days he spoke on Naam Tattva. One chance Naam, then by chanting Hari Naam, one becomes related to the Naam. He has this relationship. Therefore, this Hare Krishna Ram means Radha and Krishna themselves. They have the names of Bhagavan, Avatari. And Hari Ram also means, Ram means Radha Raman Ram. Not Ramchandra or Balram or Parasuram, Radha Raman Ram. Not Sita Ram. Hari doesn't mean Sita. And it's not that Ram appeared before Krishna, therefore we chant Hari Ram first. No. So even if one goes now, you can see the footprints of our Guru work everywhere. You can see Hari Kirtan is going on. Ram Kirtan, Bogra, everything. So many devotees also staying there. So this way, this preaching took place. Arjun go every 1 year there. Every year he'd go there. Do so much preaching there in Jalpaiguri. So one day Maharaji, there's a train going from Agra to Lucknow. And 3 days, 3 nights reach Assam. Because there was only one single line. So we were also going with Maharaj. And Maharaj in the morning, he'd wake up at 2 in the morning in Chandarina. So his godbrothers, they're very strong devotees. So Maharaj wake up early in the morning and he'd say, "Well, what are you doing?" And he said, "We Chandarani can do our Chandarinam." And he said, "This Harinam that you're chanting, are you doing for the happiness of Sri Hari or for the happiness of your own self?" And they say, "Chanting Bhagavan's Naam. Are you praying to Bhagavan or not? Are you offering stavstuti or not? If you want to chant Harinam, then you should pray to the Harijans, dear devotees of Sri Hari. If you don't go near them, then not chant pure Harinam. Chanting Harinam will not be for his pleasure." Since there was a reservation in the train, and say for 3-4 hours, Maharaj told all the brahmacharis that, "Oh, listen, now that you've taken Diksha Mantra from Guruji, then just as children go to school, then what they do among those children, those are very enthusiastic, they go to the master, the head teacher, and they speak. And then because they have this longing to learn more, so one sees this Naam and Maman, but how to chant this Harinam? Das Goswami, you chant Harinam. There are 104 shlokas. Every day, he would offer Pushpanjali. Therefore, the name itself of this Gantha is Vilap Kusumanjala. Vajala Stav, which also has 108 verses. There, every living entity of Raj, you should offer prayers to every living entity of Raj, insects, cows. Also offer your prayers to the rope that is binding the cow. This way you'll have the mercy of Rajadam. You should pray, "How can I please Sri Hari, Sri Krishna?" Pray to everyone. So if you start chanting Harinam, then we are no longer, if you don't know anything, but still, why we don't even listen, don't even follow, then how can the result come? Just as our Mahajans have chanted, we should also follow in their footsteps. So when Maharaji came to Siliguri, then there'd be 108 mridanga players playing on their kartals, wampers, blowing on their conch. All the students, boys and girls from school would come to receive the devotees. So many would be there. And then they would take Maharaj from the railway station and all the devotees to the temple. So Maharaj was staying there for 1 week and then he spoke on how to chant Harinam. He spoke Harikatha. Then my Guru Maharaj came, and all the other Maharajas came. The religious assembly again was organized. You say this primary understanding is not understood. He says, "Jiva Goswami spoken on Harinam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was spoken. How to chant Harinam?" वहां पर इंसल पूछा नहीं रहा हमारे स्वामी महाराज जो ईसा नो देर ऑन एनी थिंग सो डूइंग आफ्टर मंगल आरती इवन कैप्टन सिट अराउंड हिम एनी चान हरि नाम देर ऑल चान हरि नाम विद हिम एंड सो प्रभुपाद आई फील वेरी स्लीपी आई सेइंग ऑल राइट डू तुलसी परिक्रमा डोंट डू मही परिक्रमा डू परिक्रमा तुलसी देवी और अदर डूइंग परिक्रमा प्रभुपाद द टेंपल सो इट बिकम वेरी एफोल्जेंट Why? If one doesn't take shelter of Sri Guru, he is offered him everything, surrendered himself. So, if one doesn't pray, then how will he get what he wants? Therefore, Maharaj, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would chant Nam Sankirtan. He make others also engage in Sankirtan. In Rath Yatra, there will be seven groups chanting with Mahaprabhu. So they are surrounded Mahaprabhu from all four sides. And so Mahaprabhu himself does Kirtan, next seven does do Kirtan as well. And so then Gundicha, as the Acharya's son, resting on Achyutananda, he fell unconscious to the ground. Then the Acharya sprinkled some waters on him, some drops of water on him. Chanted the nursing cover mantra, but still he won't wake up. And Mahaprabhu, he came. And then he put his hand on his chest and he said, this is a place for Kirtan, not resting. And as soon as you see Mahaprabhu's touch, Chaitanya Prabhu, he started dancing next to him. By Mahaprabhu's touch, he started dancing. He had this Chaitanya Shakti. Again, he started chanting this Naam Kirtan. So an ordinary person of this world, he cannot do Naam Kirtan. And even if he does, then he becomes retired and he says, oh, I can no longer chant. Oh, this is a great weight on me. When can I be liberated from this kirtan? Because he's not experiencing any rasa. We didn't. At Goswami is there. Just see how they did Nam Kirtan. Then Maharaj, he presented all these conclusions of the Shastras. They're all published there in Bhagavad Patrika, Gaudiya Patrika, the Hindi Bengali Patrikas. All these lectures have been published. And they're still present there. Therefore, if one doesn't have such a Siksha Guru, not taught, then the jivas continue to stay in the darkness. So one day Maharaj, he called Brahmacharis. He said, do you chant the Guru Mantra or not? And then he called him. What is the meaning of these mantras? Tell me. He said, we don't know, Maharaj. Then why didn't you ask your Gurudev? What the meaning of these mantras? Why didn't you ask any sadhu? You're so arrogant that you don't want to bow down to everyone or listen from him. Why will the mantra devata manifest himself in front of you then if you are like this? See, the students, they go to school and then they learn. If you cannot understand, then again they ask. Like Trikra Maharaj, he'd make one, you learn one shloka. And next day he asked, do you remember the shloka now? Tell me the meaning. If they don't say the meaning, didn't you understand? Then again he'd explain the shloka. You'd make sure that they learn that one shloka very properly. If there are 50 people in class, then 50 people, all of them have to learn the shloka. You'd make them explain 50 days. Not just the same shloka, also reciting the meaning and bringing these instructions into their life. This will continue throughout the entire year, but still you have to remember the shloka. Even if it takes one entire year, you have to understand. Trikra Maharaj is like this. So you say, Guru Varga, you see, they have to work so hard, Guru Varga, to bring the Baddha Jivas. We connected to this line. Now we listen tomorrow. Hari, Hari, go.